call this meeting to order.
Yes. All of the role, Australia. I've seen my commissioner. I've seen my commissioner. Commissioner Ansari. Sorry, President. Commissioner Kelly.
President.
President and. President, sure you have a forum.
Analysis.
Okay, oh wait, just get that. Yes, item number two is communications. The meetings will look like a youth commission's HRC committee participate in this meeting in person with remote access. If a member of the public wishes to give input through the comment, you can line up in an orderly fashion in front of the room when the chair opens up the item of interest for public comment. To make a reasonable accommodation request under the EPA or to request language assistance, please contact the office at least 3 business days in advance by calling 415-554-6464 or emailing youthcom@smfgov.org. Alternatively, you can submit public comment via email at youthcom@smfgov.org, which will be forwarded to commissioner part of the official file, or you may send your written comments via U.S. Postal Service to our office at City Hall at 1 Garfield Carlton Beacon Place, room 845, San Francisco, California. Number 2, chair that needs to make motions. Yes, item number 3 is approval of today's agenda. That's sure you have it's to approve today's agenda. Shall we have? Yes, item number 4 is public comment on matters of today's agenda. Under the jurisdiction of the Youth Commission's HRC Committee, members of the public who wish to provide public comment should now have the compassion of the room to speak. Chair, you have no speakers. Commissioners, take the stance for the paper. Oh, wait, sorry, I skipped one. Oh my god, that's my bad. Okay, sorry, item number 4 is approval of the minutes for the July 8th, 2024 HRC Committee. Commissioner Liao. Aye. Commissioner Lindsay. Aye. Commissioner Horton. Aye. Commissioner Ansari. Sorry. Aye. Commissioner Miller. Aye. Commissioner Okay, now, public comment. Again, these are for public comment under the jurisdiction of the Commission's HRT Committee, but not on the agenda. Members of the public who wish to provide public comment should now importantly speak and share your comments. Yes, item number 6 is committee business. Thank you. Our first item is HRT Chair Vice Chair. Okay, so this will just be basically the same as the poll commission. So basically, first, the chair will nominations, and then anyone can nominate themselves or someone else. There's also no seconds required for nominations, so just say I nominate blank. Once nominations are done, the chair will close nominations, and each candidate will have up to two minutes to speak on why they want to be elected. Members can then ask up to one question per candidate, and then we go into a roll call vote. If there is a competitive election, and if the candidate reaches majority of votes required, which is 4 out of 6, then the last candidate will be eliminated, and there will be another roll call until there is. Are there any questions? Are there also any questions about the responsibility of the duties of chair and vice chair?
And what exactly is chair?
Yeah, so but if you want to explain a little bit after the team. But basically, so chair, I work with the chair to put up the items on the agenda. So if there's discussions we want to have or resolutions we want to talk about, we can have those. These are just like touching base, like in terms of like, I guess what y'all, like, as want to always be, she has every single one, like, want to all work together. And so that's the main relationship between like the facilitator and the chair. And then the vice chair really just helps support the chair, like also checking with other commissioners, seeing what the interests are, what we want to work on, resolutions, motions, any projects or any initiatives. And so mostly that, and then if there's any like, especially when we get to like budget and some priorities, helping like work that out with the chair. Delegating, and then the chair, no, still be the chair. So, yeah.
That's pretty much it.
And then also, I would say, like, chairs definitely are, like, connect with the community, like, not very often, just seeing, like, how we're doing, what we're doing, just to know what to expect, to take action or discussion.
And also, the vice chair is the one who actually reports back during the full commission meeting. So, like, it wasn't in the last meeting because we didn't have committees yet, but there are going to be committee reports, and then the vice chair is like, last week at HRT, we did blah, blah, blah.
Good question. Well, usually we have two rooms here, so it's 278, and there's another room down the hall, 270. So those are usually the same, like, same meetings. Since we have all three committees meeting at different times, we'll be in these two rooms, and then there's another room on the fourth floor that seats. So it's all going to be at the same time. But today's different. Alondra's not in the other room. She's at the public, the main library, just because there's like scheduled in hers. But so today, two of us are, two committees are in the building.
Room?
Yeah, for the rest of this like calendar year, yeah. And then once we decide what happens like for January to July, basically what we need, we'll probably either be in this room or 27. Centralized. It's bigger. This is like the biggest, one of the biggest committee rooms that we have. We'll be talking about two of the other ones. Most of the time, it'll be.
Questions about? Okay. So
the chair for nomination.
Nominate myself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hi, guys. You guys all already know I'm Yvonne, and I'd really love to be your HRT chair for this term. I think I'm qualified for this position because I was HRT chair last year, and I've given a lot of experience on how to run meetings. I'm never near her. But I think that's great for helping make this a fun space where we can all share our ideas and work on some cool stuff. If elected as chair, I promise to always check in with all of you to see what you guys are interested in working on and to make sure you guys all feel supported. So I'm really excited to work with all of you and I hope I have your vote. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so on the motion to elect a person chair and just state like, the last name commissioner or say the name or none which candidate we're voting for. Commissioner Liao. Sorry, Commissioner Lindsay Tao.
Sorry.
Lindsay Tao, that's all sorry. Commissioner Working.
Sorry.
Sorry, Mr. Unsorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, what's the sorry, Mr. Krellick.
Sorry.
Sorry, and Mr. Moore. Or on the sorry.
36 votes.
Mr. Unsorry, that's what it meant.
Chair.
For vice chair. I really want to make sure that our committee from the HR and the team and all those areas respect each other. And excited to build on terms of success to last year. Especially that's one of the biggest achievements so far. And like how can we make that pilot program permanent, like showing success to us today. I also want to expand our team's environmental initiatives, passionate about climate activism work. So that might like contributing to the things so combat and down to sea level rise, or, expanding equitable access to chargers around the city. So yeah, and I look forward to including our input so that all of our interests are represented as vice chair. Experiences I've turned with Supervisor McCullman helped launch and start a pilot in the city that through that process I've been about SMTA which seemed like two really important departments for and I also lead an environmental project where I'm connected with a bunch of these organizations and I think it would be the two that are work strengthened. Yeah, my ultimate goal is at the end of the term that we can all look back in August and identify concrete ways that we can act. So excited about what we have the chance to serve as vice chair. Thank you.
To elect vice chair and again to state the name, last name of the candidate you're voting for, or none. Let's start with Commissioner Liao votes working, Commissioner Lindsay Tao, Lindsay Tao votes working, Commissioner Working, Working votes working, Commissioner I'm sorry, sorry votes working, Commissioner Howard. Working and Commissioner Owen.
Working.
Working and with six votes, Commissioner Working is going to elect me vice chair. So, yes. Chair. Let's do items. 13. Sorry, just give me a second. It's a bit. Sorry.
Make sure that.
I don't think that's what she's doing.
It's okay. You know, I've seen worse.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I should have done, like, we like go on a mission together.
I want to dress up again.
No, I'm looking for a picture. I just remember that day. It was like,
yeah. Okay. But. All right, so just to recap, just want to go over kind of like what things we did last year, just to kind of get a sense of where we were, and then also go over and create legislative priorities and set some goals for this term. The first part is a little bit like recapping, and the second part is more of like flexible. We'll just talk it out and take notes about what those are. Just to start us off with a recap of last year, just the committee overview. So, as you all probably know, HRT is one of the standing issue-based committees of the Youth Commission. It's changed its specific focus over the past few years, especially since the pandemic, but has mainly been surrounding issues that are related to housing, public transportation, bicycle safety, active transit infrastructure, land use, recreational spaces, parks, Vision Zero, and more. So kind of everything under the sun when it comes to HRT. And then just a little bit of a recap. These are the things that specifically came out of the committee. So there's a resolution in support of Community for All Youth program, a resolution in support of Valencia Street protected bike lanes, another resolution in support of a citywide no turn on red policy. There was a motion to submit public comment in support of Free Meeting for All Youth to the board of SFMTA when they were making their budget. And then lastly, this is kind of an ongoing thing that is a bit of a carryover if y'all decide to make it a priority this year as well, but a project in support of creating a youth homelessness assessment process, since there's only a single process for both youth and adults. I know that also makes sense, but I'm going to speak a little more. But just like one important thing. A lot of counties do have a youth process and an adult process when like an unhoused youth goes to a service provider. But the way that SF works is that they're only used to the process, and oftentimes it measures metrics of how long someone has been homeless. And so, especially for youth and especially for queer or trans youth, they're usually not on the streets the longest. Let's say it's been homeless for 5 or 10 years. And so there's been advocacy, HRT, but also initiative as a whole on how to make that process better and see how we can support youth. You should just kind of get into the system to get support. But
that's just me.
Any other things that we that's enjoy this one. That's like a lot of things we also do like in committee are kind of talking about what we're doing at the whole commission. So sometimes they go back and forth that maybe don't specifically come out of the committee, but you know, it's not great.
They did the resolution on West Portal.
Yes, yeah, so I forgot that one. West Portal redesign. There's a lot of transit heavy stuff we did last year. Okay. And also, I just wanted to go over like another focus was the budget and policy priorities. And so when we're talking about these, maybe think about what things we want to continue advocating for. So the first one, of course, was still make Free Meeting for All Youth permanent. And committee asked to continue that program as well as continuing to promote like data on free mini brown youth. The second priority was improving the quality of life on transit, so urging SFMSK to expand the school trooper program, which expands bus service at the end and beginning of the school day. There's also increase in safety on Muni and increase in the frequency and reliability of Muni. And third, there was expanding access to youth center recreation spaces. And there's a few years like support efforts for Redmond Park to improve and promote use of local parks and playgrounds, expand program hours to the base of the main library, which we actually did accomplish last year. So it's a happy win. During the summer, they didn't have good enough hours for people to access that service. And so they now do. Maintaining the slow streets program, expanding car-free spaces, and addressing transit delays in Middle Camp Park and Inner Sunset.
There's been a lot of some transit and feminist recreation, which is, or can we give an example where houses? It's maybe not in the 2024 year, but
It's we're in. No worries. There's number seven priorities. So yes, there are definitely some, but I know there's also been conversations like we want to think more, like have more conversations about housing and homelessness. So definitely something that's going on.
Last year, because at the end of the year we were reflecting and we were like, wow, we haven't done like housing stuff. So that's why we started the project that Josh was talking about earlier.
Next, we talked about addressing Vision Zero, so creating a new action plan. If y'all didn't know, Vision Zero started in 2014 and ended in 2024. Really, we cannot accomplish Vision Zero, and so there's been a call to a renewed action. Reducing speed limits on streets, more quick builds and less bureaucracy, implementing a citywide no turn red policy, which is actually in conversation right now, but not a citywide. No turn on red, but mainly focusing on the streets and intersections across the city and having turn on red there. Also harnessing self-driving technology, consider a congestion pricing program, and building closer together. Then the fifth priority was address San Francisco's housing availability and affordability crisis by establishing specific and comprehensive building targets, exploring additional amendments to the planning code, eliminating discretionary and considering policies to promote affordable housing developments. Also, these are the last two. So last two, support youth and transitional age youth for today experiencing homelessness by implementing long-term solutions to homelessness without displacement, researching the efficacy of navigation centers for youth and Tay, and target support for LGBTQ plus and minority youth. And then lastly was improved climate resilience, so reworking the climate action plan, routinely check all trees, and invest in resilience. But these were all of the priorities that we presented to the supervisors last year, and they also built on top of what we did 2 years ago, and so some of them are continued advocacy efforts. One thing I'll say about these priorities is this last year, we were going into the budget cycle knowing that it was going to be a rough budget year. We are doing that again, unfortunately. And so, as staff, I'm just here to advise you all on what decisions and kind of what's happening in the city. And so, there is a bigger deficit that we are facing again next year. And so, one thing that we'll say as staff is we're not going to say we shouldn't do something or we should do something, but more this is the reality that these are the tools that we have in the toolkit. And so a lot of what we saw last year was let's focus on how we can improve and maybe protect the programs we have now. Because worst case scenario, we were afraid last year that they might have cut because that program expired in June this year. And so luckily they renewed it. But it's some of these programs are ongoing efforts to go through every single year rather than something that was just given in one of the protected programs.
Do you have any questions on
that? Well, we'll definitely get to more about MVP use in the future as well. We should usually start having that conversation in like December about like what to expect. We'll learn about the budget process and training, the whole mission headed committee, and we'll start to talk at the end of the next committee meeting about like resolution trainings and like how to write resolutions, how to see policy proposals, and so we'll definitely get there. But next, just to go into budget priorities and goal setting. So, budget set of priorities. But basically, the difference between the two. Specifically, when it comes to legislative priorities, somebody like lists of policies and ideas that basically like it'll be things that we flag for the board and the clerk's office to say, like, let's say Supervisor A wants to be like, I want to propose on improve schools and how to make like schools work better, like how to build housing on sites work. If we label that as like a legislative priority for us, then what they'll do is when they see that legislation get proposed and introduced, they'll immediately refer it. So that just helps them kind of like some of the broad topics, broad issue areas that we can then send to the clerk. They'll see that list and then they'll send us legislation referred, which probably Elliot sent you. And Lucas will talk about the commission meetings. We'll get to either vote in support of those. We can also have hearings on them, take positions on them, ask questions, make comments, and send all of that back to the board. So we talk about legislative priorities, also about goal setting. So these are kind of the goals that we set within our own committee. And so whether that's something like, it's more like the how and the what. And so we're like, yeah, these are the priorities, but how we actually want to get there. Maybe that means writing resolution in support of something, or making motions in support of something, talking about legislation, creating projects, all of those things. And that just kind of helps guide what we'll do in these meetings and this space as a committee, and kind of how we move forward those actions out of the committee onto the full commission, and either discussion here or approval. Does that make sense? Okay, let's go full comfortable knowing what they are, and let's go into some legislative priorities. Let's just open this sheet. What are some things that we want to prioritize in terms of like issues? And then, yeah, I think hopefully everyone can give some, or plus one some, that would be super helpful. And then
I'm not sure which one to tell.
Initial thoughts around the partnerships contributing to city's plans against sea level rise around coastline. Sure that housing transitions away from powered appliances to electric power gas stoves and or electric powered stoves and systems and supporting the charging pilot, which I believe installations are beginning 2025. I think we talked about going on a road trip, especially if we definitely. So,
Pretty close to you.
This is, yeah.
And I like Kelsey.
Yeah. And like also the game share, like prioritize and like, especially like once in front of school, so like, very sort of special, moving these permanent areas.
Building on like the community for youth thing, like sharing more buses and like school routes, so that there's enough buses during the community.
And also
they go so far to like go past students. Just put the school trip on there, because that's like they add more buses to those routes so that students from those schools can use them.
But also just like making sure students are like their public trip. Also, just trying to get out some new because I have to be the senior project next year, but the Presidio is like really hard to get to for the mobs the size of the city. And like considering it's the only thing that the show is. So I feel like it's kind of an equity issue. If you don't have a car, it's going to be too. So I think that should be something.
The state?
Rails for it.
The Presidio is it's a ball place.
It's federal lands, like it's all the federal.
It's run by the Presidio.
I think adding on to that, also improving neighborhoods, especially in neighborhoods that the Presidio is totally broken. I'm sorry. So.
We just like we want to be in this like system of wrong.
Mm-hmm. Like moving up on trying to get these good sounds.
I would slightly I don't have any question, but just like I should have a stance on okay and I don't like the great that way.
Opposition is if, let's say, for example, so what are you doing? Basically, when it becomes like when we kind of turn it over to a campaign, then we so basically, I'll use like Post 16 as an example. So we've run a campaign called Vote 16, which lowers the voting age for San Francisco to 16 years old. We run it on the 2016 to 2020 ballot. Where we can get involved, for example, let's say we reintroduce it this year, we can like write a resolution in support of it, we can say we want this on the ballot, and we send to the board and the mayor, and the moment that they, let's say, approve it and say like, yes, we're going to do this, they can refer to the commission, we can say, yes, please do it, and then once they pass it, then it's kind of like chance, because then it goes from policy and legislation to like an active campaign. So that way we can't like take a stance on the proposition unless before it's like an active campaign, if it's like policy, that's where you can't. Like, for example, one thing that's relevant is Prop G on this ballot this year. That's of the low-income senior family supportable housing measure. That was a board supervisor's initiative policy, and we did like positively recommend that back to the board. And then once they passed it, then it's no official signature. And that makes sense.
But isn't there our stance on it before? I think like 2 years ago, it was.
For the great highway. She did the study on closing the central. No, she did another one. So it's gonna take so long. Same question.
Oh, use open source.
Hmm?
Use open source.
And the table sticks.
Not
Cross before I could resolve it from that. All right, so on here I have Community for All Youth Program, safe bike lanes, specifically on Valencia Street, extending bus routes to accommodate more riders, making schools more transit accessible, equitable access to the Presidio, Vision Zero, improving local parks, especially rundown parks, rent control, tenant protections, protection against sea level rise, greater plans for new housing, implementing the EV charters across the city, increasing bus frequency during school hours, SROs, or single room occupancy units, zoning laws, improving community spaces, free BART, uni, college training, super good one, prioritizing bike lanes in schools and libraries, and in youth and family homes.
Sounds great.
We're going to get all of them in one.
That's for class.
Right. Any other additions, any other things? And also, this doesn't have to be the same area. If there's other priorities that come up, you can always add that
and let the first office look it up.
I will say, in terms of prompt, well, I think there will probably be more legislation that comes up out. Like, what is next if it, like, let's say it does pass? We could then maybe make that. I mean, if you want to just say great hype as a priority, so like, or new parts. But.
Well, I think when we say it, more car-free space, kind of referencing.
Few spaces, yeah. Okay.
JFK is permanently.
I think in the BBP that we wrote last year, we just said, we'd like the city to explore making more spaces car-free. I don't think we specifically want to move out.
That's something we did. Yeah, and then we also remember, also bring this up because we talked about it last year, is talking about like proposing the SMTA create some sort of pedestrianizing streets program. And so like, since JFK was one of the first, and maybe the Great Highway would be the next, of talking about having like a specific program that focuses on how to pedestrianize streets in a way that does
This came up when we the Valencia bike lane like thing was going on. There was someone advocating for like fully pedestrianizing Valencia Street. But we ended up not really focusing on that just because there wasn't a really thought out plan. But in our BP we said like we would be able to explore it. And there wasn't really a plan or any details we didn't agree with, so we didn't.
Let's go to goal setting. Okay, so for goal setting, this is more of like, this can be literally anything that we do in this committee. So that means like certain trainings that you all want to do better. Certain things that would make you, as commissioners, start able to do your work and hear like whatever you want to do, basically. Question is like, what and how can you get like all of those legislative priorities and make them into a reality? Who wants to start with goal setting?
We are going to have an icebreaker every single meeting.
Okay.
We are going to have
a single. So when a lot of people are scheduled.
Well, I mean,
we're just going to
things are the same.
It's the same as the whole commission, but just at the committee level. So, like, let's say you miss
300 seat meetings, basically you get what you got.
Okay.
Not the full commission, but 8500. And we got swingers. Staff will definitely reach out, like. But at that point, I mean, I don't think we've had situations where it's been the end of the year and the commissioner was like, I'm doing the absence. And it was like the last one of the commission. And so,
like. Very exciting. Like, it'll be breaking. It's such a good.
Yeah. Usually one down. So by. I would say that most of our activity happens, let's say, in May. It's like we finalize the VPs in like April, May, and then we present it to the board, usually, I think, as well, and then follow up with admins meetings throughout May and June. And then most of June or July is just from. So it's like probably some meetings, since for people like going on college tours, going and traveling with families. Once you can keep us down in your chair. Yes.
Or then
it's like, it's one thing you have to figure out the bylaws is sometimes counts for excuse absences, but sometimes it doesn't.
But it's like when it goes in for work for that excuse.
From my interpretation, it's like you can get a leave of absence for up to 3 meetings.
Oh.
Just because like the music commission can't excuse you for more meetings than 3, maybe a 6-month period. And so you said like, hey, I'm gonna be gone for 4 months. That's 8 meetings, we can't excuse that. Not including committee meetings. So it's more of like we can excuse up to 3 absences of any equal commission or the meetings. Only through ADA. So you're like an actual like for example, one of our commissioners 2 years ago, she broke her leg and so she like couldn't get to literally could not get here and she was like in the bed rest. So she got an ADA option. That was the only thing. Otherwise, ask you.
My second schedule is just so bad. Or October. I don't even know what. Like I'm. Just,
yeah. We'll get there. We'll get them together. I think we always like reassess things like leading into the AP season and like especially AP season, like you know, all the testing and the by college. So again, it's communication.
It's okay. So it was way more chill. I remember in full meetings because I was in Julie Land. It's not keeping this to do with things. Well, not like over that I canceling every single time. But I have to take it to the
I would just say the rule is, and I just strongly recommend because no one wants to be such. Just don't talk about anything that is agendized or that is commission business.
Like, I'm gonna be late.
If you're like, hey, let's go hang out at the Boba, that's fine. But if you're like, hey, let's go scheme about what we're gonna do, talk about at you know the committee report backs next Monday. That is sunshine out. So, and it technically is, if it's 4 of you, and it's getting warm, and so,
yes. Sometimes it's just like, we rotate all the other games, and like, oh, is there anything today? We're not really sitting there discussing this.
So you want me to do like a bunch of
Yeah, even with BPPs, it's like, we'll assign 2 people for BPP or something, and then like, y'all will coordinate for that one. That's fine. It just gets sticky because you don't want to stay very nuts or many people are at risk. So I think you just give them oxygen. Especially.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really good grace. Okay, but yeah, so wrap things back in. Other goal setting things.
have icebreakers, strong attorneys, their training job, or what?
The training on, like, research in general, if that makes sense, because I feel like sometimes there's information, like, I just don't know where to find them. And I would love to have some tips on, like, where to find that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
City databases that we've access to.
Maybe some legislative.
Yeah, Joy has, like, resolution, and she has a right kind of legislative training for some city policy or policies. Yes.
Wait, we also be using like academic stuff in the like defender journeys.
I mean, you can.
That always works. It seems to me so much.
So academic.
Like what format are we writing? Like the Emerald Space. Oh god, I mean, it's the.
I'm sure part of it.
Well,
yeah, the committee chair for CEC last, which was like everything.
Yeah, please, can that be our goal? We write everything in a row. I just want
to say, like, you can matter as
well. Yeah, I don't know if it's just looping stuff.
You can just do a reference. And you can, I mean, I'll say what comes out of the commission is also pension. And prepare the next and the commission spaces. Even like,
I just go to the position for my expectation set. I'm not going to go very tired, like, as I was all in blue.
Oh my gosh.
We should vote today, right?
Okay, guys, back on track.
Goal setting.
That was a goal. It's bringing in lots of centers from, like, community organizations and from city departments. I think that's been really big opportunity and helpful when we've done that, like at the commission meetings, I think that.
I definitely agree because sometimes there's nothing to put on the agenda. So whenever you guys like see something that you're interested in or like you want someone to come present, just let me or Harper or Josh know because you can email them and be like, come to the meeting, but we don't know all them.
Have any thoughts for me, like, legislation too, like keeping updated on this?
So
I think it'd be good for all of us. Because I'm not like last year, but
Okay, yes. Updates reading legislation.
I'll say just like overall general like communication agenda.
I mean, how many agendas there will always be
HRT related updates in here. And so that's just like, you need to be like, hey, like last year it was like, oh, they're opening this community every street line. So like, that's an update. Or like, obviously, policy, like legislation that's introduced. We can always bring that back up in this section. It's not always me, but there's definitely things that you want to focus on specifically.
I'm just one thing for the meeting. Do you all prefer that I email the agenda out? This item, if you remind me. It's on the website, don't we?
No, email it. Yeah.
Also a reminder that there's a meeting.
Yes.
We'll add it onto it. When I do organize as well, I want us to share something that
So we all have
to
do. We do like a snack home to go over to Stephanie's.
We can bring, we can eat in here. So it's like the chamber, we can whisper in here.
I think we should like have a snack. I don't know what that would entail, but a snack.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, I could do that. And if you don't want snacks, you can always let me know.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll snack.
They're very small.
I thought your snack budget was
It was half, but
we still have some. Like, can we get like banners with the first graduation?
You talked about.
I think it's best to do that. Someone in.
You talked about doing merch, but.
I'm just trying to say,
so we have keeping updates with city events, icebreakers every meeting, how to do research training. I encourage everyone to include presenters on the agenda, meeting and keeping updates in legislation,